Hi, this is Sean Milo, and this is the MiloCast for Tuesday, February 15th. Just a few points of interest I'd like to bring up. One, I'd like to thank the people who emailed and sent me audio comments about my request for hardware advice, and I have done a lot of research. I've listened to what was sent to me, and I've done some news group posting and a lot of Google browsing. And I have ordered some new equipment, which should some of it should be coming in tomorrow. The rest should be coming in later in the week. And I should be ready tomorrow to do a better quality podcast, and by the end of the week to do some pretty high-quality audiobooks, I think. I have a new microphone and the M-Audio Mobile Pre coming in tomorrow. And by the end of the week, hopefully, I should have my Symmetrix 528E voice processor, which is going to be very nice for de-essing and cutting out any background room noise, like just the dead noise between words. So, anyway, thanks again to everybody. And now I'd like to go on to a couple of topics. Number one, there was an article in Information Week magazine about how Microsoft is planning to put some kind of kiddie porn filter right into the operating system, something which will, let's see, building functionality into Windows software that resists such illicit content. Now, aside from the fact that I have no idea how someone is going to write software that's going to look at an AVI or an MPEG or any kind of file, and first of all know whether it's pornography versus something else, and then second of all know whether it's child pornography versus adult pornography. And obviously child pornography is a bad thing, and I don't think anyone disagrees with that, but I just think that this is going to be a futile waste of time and the wrong way of going about it, and even more Big Brother behavior from our favorite Redmond company. And the other thing that really disturbs me about this is the fact that in order to even work on developing this software, that means that Microsoft employees are going to be getting paid to look at kiddie porn. I really don't see any other way to work on a filter for spam than by looking carefully at the spam. So, unless I'm missing something, that's kind of a frightening thing. So, that's going in the garbage. Okay, next. As anyone who has heard my previous casts knows, the goal of MiloCast is to do open source audio, audiobooks of public domain stories that are no longer protected by copyright law and are free for the world. And the text is available on the internet for so many of these, but there aren't a lot of audiobooks because there's not really any commercial interest in creating them, or not much. So, obviously we have the favorites such as Mark Twain, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe. Those are all public domain. Shakespeare, which not one of my favorites, so I probably won't be doing any of that. But if there are any obscure, little-known authors that you are aware of, please send an email to me, that's milocast@gmail.com, and have me put them on my list, because I'm definitely going to need suggestions from the audience for what types of things I'm going to record. Also, if anyone has any audio recording software recommendations, I put out a plea for hardware recommendations, and I got a lot of help, and right now I'm still using Audacity. Audio Hijack Pro, Audacity, and GarageBand all seem to be either a little bit not suited for the task, should I say. Maybe I'm not using them properly. If anyone out there is using something or has something even that costs money but is great for podcasting, please let me know. And that email address, one more time, is MiloCast, MiloCast, @gmail.com. And stay tuned to openpodcast.org for future episodes. And soon, the stories will be coming. All right, bye.